Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Todd, I want to start with the Masters. And my thought is maybe rain wins and we might get a Monday finish for the first time since 1983. What do you think?
Let's hope that we can get the 72 holes completed in 4 days, but the forecast doesn't look promising whatsoever. And of course, Brent, that'll ultimately change the handicap in terms of what you're looking for as far as players that may have problems with their driving accuracy or folks that are looking to try and get through some putting ailments, so to speak. I know when you look at Tiger and his struggles with the short game, if the greens play slower, I think that'll only work in his favor. When you look at some of the numbers, Rory McIlroy, the clear-cut favorite as far as odds makers are concerned, they have him listed at 8-1, and then it's a logjam of all the other household names behind him.
What about Tiger Woods? You mentioned him, the fourth favorite, I think. What about, like, weather stoppages and his bad back and the fusion and all of that? I mean, physically, how tough would that be able to – would he be able to deal with that?
I mean, they lead you to believe that Tiger is about as healthy as he's going to be at this point in his career. But, of course, if you throw a few wrinkles in there, who knows how he'll respond if we're talking about stopping and starting, whether it's one day, whether it's multiple days, or anything else along those lines. Of course, you look at Tiger and some of his ranks so far this season. 14th on the PGA Tour this season in scoring average, outstanding. Ranks 10th on the tour in total driving. 4th on the tour in greens in regulation. But again, it's his putting that has really been the problem. 186 in putts per round, 208th on the tour this season in 3-putt avoidance. And ultimately, all of us want to be nostalgic. We want to see the fist pump, the red polo on Sunday when he's in the final group. I'm not sure that this is going to set up well for Tiger, whereas Pebble may ultimately be a dark horse for him to try and get that 15th career major.
What about Rory McIlroy, the favorite here? Does he get it done?
I mean, it's hard to argue with Rory's current form. It seems every time he goes out there, he plays a tournament on the weekend, he's finishing in the top 10 this season. He's saying the right things. The confidence is there. He's checked all the boxes that you'd like for a guy that's trying to chase down the career Grand Slam. The problem for me is 7.5 or 8-1, like the current rate at betonline.ag, not going to be enough to get me to the window, which doesn't mean I don't think he could win the tournament. It's just the price that I think is illustrative of how he's playing right now, and you're not able to steal any value whatsoever there.
So where do you find value? Just looking through these numbers, do you look at a Molinari? Do you look at a Jordan Spieth at +21, +216, sorry?
For me, when I look at it, I mean, it's hard to argue with Justin Rose. We know how competitive he's been on this particular course. He'll get his caddy back on the bag for the first time all season as well. Two runner-up finishes in his last four trips to Augusta. I think John Rahm, outside of the Thursday hideous round he put together last year, was tremendous Friday through Sunday. And if he can put together four consistent rounds, we know that he's got all the pedigree and profile to win this tournament. Jason Day's a guy that professional bettors have paid a lot of attention to as well. I know he hasn't had a ton of practice dealing with some injury ailments himself, but he's a guy that's commanded a little bit of interest. And if you're looking for a name that may be a little bit off the beaten path, Bryson DeChambeau, another guy that the pros are looking to try and back at prices anywhere from 30 or 35-1 if they still have it available.
I think a lot of Nashville people are pulling for Brant Snedeker. Have you got any good news for them, Todd?
Unfortunately, I don't. Dear friend Clay Travis ultimately made a bet on Brant, so all you can hope for now is that he's just able to get to the weekend and make the cut. I know Brant issued a stern edict to Clay not to actually bet him in any of these events for just that reason, but it would be fun for everyone in Nashville to see him in contention. I just don't know if Brant is going to get any of my money at 80-1.
Let's go over to hockey. I want to ask you about the 1-8 matchups in both conferences. Tampa or Calgary most likely to lose in round one?
Well, I mean, the easy answer here is that Calgary is the more vulnerable one seed, especially when you look at prices. They're a 1-2 favorite, meaning you put up $2 to make $1 coming back. Calgary, of course, no semblance of playoff experience, really, as this team has underachieved for so many years. You look at Tampa on the other side, they're a 1-5 favorite, meaning put up $5 to make $1. And you look at the season series, Tampa outscored Columbus 17-3. Andre Vasilevsky faced 103 shots, only allowed 3 goals. Meanwhile, Calgary and Colorado, Calgary has had their number, but the one thing that makes the Avs scary is Nashville Predators fans know all too well. They have one of the most electric top lines in all of hockey, and down the stretch, Philip Grubauer was outstanding. So if he can carry some of that momentum forward, a Calgary team that's a little bit unsettled in net, I wouldn't be stunned if Colorado's able to pull off the upset.
Love it.
What do you think about St. Louis and Winnipeg?
I think this is the classic story, Mickey, of two teams going in opposite directions. Winnipeg, everybody thought that they were going to be the team to beat in the Western Conference this year.
Yep.
You look at how they finished last season. Golden Knights knocked them out in the Western Conference Finals. But something just feels different about this group, and whether it's the fact that Patrick Laine hasn't scored a goal since the end of February as an elite-level goal scorer, or that Connor Hellebuyck hasn't been able to follow up his breakout campaign. Meanwhile, St. Louis on the other side, after a slow start, they've been one of the best teams in the league. Finished the last 10 games of the regular season 8-1-1. And when I look at a hot goalie coming in, maybe ignorance can be bliss for Jordan Binnington, who this season, 32 games started, 24-5-1, a goals against under 2, 5 shutouts. If the inexperience doesn't plague him, I think St. Louis can breeze through Winnipeg, and I actually think they may offer some of the best value of any team right now at 15-1 to win the Stanley Cup.
All right, what about right across the street from we are? What do you think happens tonight with the Preds? What do you think happens in this series with the Preds in Dallas?
Well, I think the Preds win the series because I think they can grind down Dallas. Now, when I look at Nashville, my biggest concern is a power play that's been their Achilles heel all season. Less than 13% success rate, dead last in the NHL. And we know how tough it is to get offense going this time of year in 5-on-5 hockey. Now, Dallas on the other side, they're a little bit more defensive-minded. Ben Bishop, great form there. And they have some star power up front with Tyler Seguin and Alexander Radulov. But I just think Nashville, with all of their trade deadline acquisitions, David Poile coming out with today with some comments saying he expects these guys to step up. This is what they brought him in for. No pressure and expectations. This feels like the Preds win the series in 6, and it could set up a very interesting matchup next round with what I think will be the St. Louis Blues.
What do you think, if it does turn out to be those two teams, how would you handicap that?
So much is going to depend on injuries and everything else. You'd love to see Pekka at the top of his game and see how St. Louis kind of gets their sea legs under them there. But for me personally, if that series was going on right now, I would actually make the Blues a short favorite, even with Nashville having home ice, similar pricing to what we're seeing in the Blues and Jets series.
Good stuff, Todd. Appreciate you, man. Look forward to talking with you next week, my friend.
Always a pleasure. Enjoy the festivities down there. And remember, Dawn, there's nothing wrong with day drinking. Don't let anybody else tell you otherwise.
Thank you. I got permission.
Yeah, from our degenerate gambler in Vegas.
In Vegas, I know.
I love it. At Todd Furman on Twitter. He's the best. Check out the Bet the Board podcast. So, Todd, I think the Preds win the series because I think they can grind down Dallas. At Todd Furman.